We are in the middle of a spring housing market that's making some people crazy. One of those people being Ron Citron of Long & Foster, our good friend. So tell us what it's been like lately. Explain this to us.
The realtor community has been very busy. This is there's been a big uptick in activity, and just the number of buyers and sellers entering the market. It's really been a very busy time for us.
We've had a slow market for a while. We've had home prices level off. We have very low interest rates. So a whole new batch of buyers is jumping in right now. Is that just creating kind of a frenzy?
When you look at like the emotions that run through a market, it is an interesting thing, because I had one client specifically said, I feel like I'm living through this whole experience of watching a market change. Because what was happening is we'd see a house come on, either on the MLS system, or we'd be looking at them together. And then 2 or 3 days later, you'd see that with a high degree of regularity, these homes were just selling very quickly. And all of a sudden he got the message, hey, I got to act quick. But you have to think he's just one of thousands out there that are getting that same message.
Now, because people are thinking this way, are you seeing a lot of your clients, a lot of buyers who are saying, this house isn't exactly what I was looking for, but there's not a lot out there, and I don't think I'm going to find anything better in the near future. All things considered, I got to move on this. Is that what's going on?
So the big word decide is, in terms of making the decisions, I'm finding that the buyers are making the decisions substantially faster than they used to. Where before you could sit on in a few days and maybe there'd even be a price reduction if you waited long enough. Now there's a real fear that if you don't buy something, it's going to sell out from underneath you. In terms of compromise, buying a house is always a series of compromises. It's really hard to find the perfect. It doesn't matter what price range somebody's in. I just find there's always a certain amount of compromise. The house you buy, you're going to live in it for 5, 7, 12 years. So there's what I'll call always a small degree of compromise someone should be willing to make, but not necessarily a large degree.
Well, I know people are always giving you their wish lists. So right now, are they willing to cross more of those things off their wish list in order to take advantage of the market or in order to not miss out on the market?
I think the answer is yes. I mean, and people will compromise that on various ways. Sometimes there'll be a location change where, they really want it maybe to be on a different street or a different area, or closer to walking, being able to walk to a metro more easily. And some people are giving up on that just because they want to make sure they get something.
What are you seeing from your investors? Because if they're buying now, then it would lead us to believe that there are still some bargains out there.
Well, there's two types of investors. So we have the investor coming in that's saying, I'm just going to buy it as a rental property, and just it's going to be a long-term hold. Those investors are just saying the prices are still suppressed, the interest rates are low, and the rental costs for renters have been going up, so I can charge more. They're just seeing good economics, and they're doing that. The other side of the investor equation is the investor that buys to rehab the property and resell. They're incredibly frustrated right now because the availability of them to find the distressed properties that were so prevalent over the last 2 or 3 years is really drying up, and it's very hard to find that distressed property where they can turn around and make a profit fixing it up.
So basically the people buying now are the people who are buying for the long term.
Yes, that's what I'm seeing more. It's an easier buy right now for them.
Ron Citron of Long & Foster, thank you as always.